Verse 4. What is the thick darkness obscuring the truth before our very eyes? Right. Ignorance that has existed since time without beginning. Okay, so there's two kinds of ignorance. One regarding ultimate truth, one or ultimate nature, one regarding conventional nature phenomena. So the ignorance regarding the ultimate nature is the root of cyclic existence, because it's the fundamental ignorance that misapprehends the way things exist. It seems, just to our normal perception, that things exist objectively out there, and that the way we perceive things, whatever we perceive, is 100% accurate. Okay? Instead, actually, that's all a projection of our mind, because things exist in a dependent way. Yeah? So this fundamental misapprehension of thinking that there's solid concrete things where no solid concrete things exist. Here I don't mean literal solid concrete, but, you know, like real, truly existent things with their own inherent essence and nature that exist objectively under their own power. You know, believing things exist that way, it sets the foundation for attachment, anger, jealousy, arrogance, the whole mess. Okay, so of course that's the ignorance ultimately that we want to cut off from the root in order to be free from cyclic existence and also to realize Buddhahood. The second kind of ignorance is ignorance about conventional nature, specifically about the law of karma and its effects. In other words, it's ignorance that doesn't see that our actions have an ethical dimension, that doesn't understand that we create our own experiences and the situations we encounter by means of our own previous actions. This ignorance doesn't understand that, you know, when I do things now, the result doesn't come just in the next 5 minutes. It may come lifetimes in the future. Okay, so this ignorance regarding cause and effect can't really assess what are the causes of happiness and what are the causes of suffering, because it has a very narrow view that's only about this life. It doesn't consider future lives, and it doesn't consider the results of our actions and our motivations on future lives. Okay? And so, therefore, we do a lot of things thinking that it brings us happiness, but actually what we're doing is creating the causes for our own suffering. So, for example, you know, you might be working on Wall Street or, you know, not only those guys, but us in our ordinary work, in our job or whatever, and we see some opportunity to take what hasn't been given to us. And nobody's going to find out. We can take some money, we can take some goods, this, that. Or we lie, we fudge the truth a little bit, you know, for our own benefit and get something really special that we want or that our family wants. And we think, well, as long as nobody finds out, it's okay, you know. Because anyway, the company doesn't pay me enough, and there's no laws in the government against this, so, you know, must be okay. Or if I ever get caught, I can interpret the laws this way or that way, or, you know. So we have our own way of, like, hedging the issue. And so, as a result, we do lots of things thinking, oh boy, now I have this money, I have this possession, I have this opportunity, I got, you know, so much praise or fame, you know, because I tweaked the truth a little bit, and this is fantastic. It's really going to bring me and my family happiness. Yeah. And so that's the ignorance, because it doesn't see that, okay, well, maybe immediately you might get some wealth or reputation or some kind of advantage. But, you know, later on in this lifetime, what we did may catch up with us. And if it doesn't catch up with us then, you know, or even if it does catch up with us in this lifetime, in future lifetimes, we also have to experience the result of our actions. So that, you know, actions of stealing or cheating or lying, they'll influence what realm we're born into, what kind of body we take. Yeah, they'll influence the situations we encounter and the kind of habitual emotional and actions, emotional behavior we have and physical actions we do. It influences the environment we're born into. Yeah, but not seeing all of that and only looking at the immediate happiness we're going to get from doing something, then we do that action thinking, wow, this is great, not seeing the long-term result that's going to bring a lot of suffering. Okay, so that ignorance that doesn't understand karma and its effects is a real problem. Yeah, because when we ignore the law of karma, then we create that causes for more and more suffering for ourselves. And we obscure our mind more and more by all these karmic seeds. And all that makes it difficult for us to understand the Dharma, difficult for us even to be interested in the Dharma. Yeah. And so for that reason, you know, both these kinds of ignorance, we have to really put a cap on because they create so much problem in our life. So the ignorance of karma and effects, we counteract by really studying the Dharma, specifically the teachings about karma. And there's quite extensive teachings about, you know, the 10 virtues, the 10 non-virtues, right livelihood, wrong livelihood, the results of actions. There's a lot of teachings about karma that we can learn. And then to counteract the fundamental ignorance, then again we study, but this time we learn the teachings about the ultimate truth, the wisdom realizing emptiness and how to generate that. Okay? So within the Buddha's teachings and the treatises and commentaries and so on, there's so much to help us to learn, and then having learned it, we have to contemplate it and understand it correctly, and then we have to meditate on it and put it into practice. And in that way, we can overcome both these kinds of ignorance.